It's time for Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin on 580 CFRA. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
We've talked a lot about tanning beds before, and there have been efforts in Canada, in Ontario in particular, to address whether or not people should be able to use them, whether there should be warnings, whether young people should be able to use them. And now in the United States, the Food and Drug Administration is saying it wants to increase the level of warning that is being given to people, but it's going to stop short of banning them for people under 18.
Yeah, this is sort of a first step to likely banning them for people under the age of 18. The proposal is to change the classification of the device. Right now, it's considered to be a Class 1 device, so anybody can make these things, put them out, and really they're not subject to very much regulation. By changing it to a Class 2 device, it means that the manufacturers have to show that the devices are safe to use and to provide scientific evidence of their benefit, and that's where they're going to get into trouble in terms of trying to show that exposure to ultraviolet light is somehow a healthy thing for you to do. And also, you know, you have to consider that it's not just being exposed to the lamp and just turning it on and then you turn it off and then everything is okay. This is cumulative damage. Every time you use these lamps or every time you use the tanning beds, you accumulate damage over time. It doesn't disappear. For the same reason, Mark, that, you know, the people that work in radiology departments wear those badges, or the people that work in labs where you have x-rays and other ionizing radiation wear badges that are checked after a year to see what their cumulative exposure is in order to ensure that they stay below the level that is considered harmful. Well, with ultraviolet light, you have none of those controls. And you have people that are using these continually, especially in younger people. And there's a reason why you see, for the most part, people in between 20 and 30 years of age as being the group that has the greatest number and incidence of cancers, both melanomas and squamous cell carcinomas and basal cell carcinomas, compared to the rest of the population.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.
Dr. Barry Dworkin with Health Headlines.